after having received life plus 24 years, Sundiata, right, Akoli, after just 3 years of serving his life sentence, not only have they placed him in a special prison within the prison, the Trenton State Prison, called Management Control Unit, but now they're trying to transfer him to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, which is from a state to a federal military camp prison, which is totally unprecedented. Mm. You know, I've never heard of this. Yeah. They've made a, dug into the law for him.
Laws for him and other people that they consider to be revolutionaries. They've been their laws to accommodate them.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that really I really want to stress on the show is that if we don't, I'm not here to say whether Asada is guilty or innocent. I'm here to just say that I hope that people will want her to get a fair trial. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's possible in Jersey, as so far as all the work we're,
with this kind of publicity.
Right, she's got nothing but bad publicity. But if she is convicted, that won't be the end of it. Mm-hmm. It will be more harassment. She probably will pay with, not only her life, but she'll probably be murdered or something. Mm. Totally, it happens to people. It happens to many people, that they consider, people are able to organize inside prisons too. And just because they're convicted, they still are stimulated by revolutionary ideas. Mm-hmm. And they still want to be free,
Right.
And this can happen, after you are in prison and you still struggle. Every day we hear about things that's happening at Rikers Island, and it just goes on and on, mm-hmm. Right. Until they kill you like they've done George Jackson.
Mm. I mean, if we allow her to be railroaded, we're just as guilty as the oppressor for letting her, because she does represent our finest example, mm-hmm. of what it is to struggle in terms of black womanhood and womanhood.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I really cannot get away from thinking of Sundiata because they were co-defendants and they were severed against their will. And one of the beautiful things about Brother Sundiata is that behind the walls of Trenton, he created a freedom committee for Asada, and he had the brothers throughout different prisons start up a movement for Asada behind the walls. I mean, they won't eat for Asada. I mean, they struggle for Asada. They support Asada. And it's for this reason why he's being, that much more, let's get him out of here.
That's great.
Transforming things, right? I mean, there's a quote here that I just saw in this bulletin on that Sundiata made. It's just real short.
Okay.
I'd just like to read it.
Okay.
We should show support and solidarity for Asada because she is innocent, and she represents our highest expression of outspoken black womanhood, struggling against racism, political repression, and all forms of oppression. She struggles unselfishly for her peoples and all oppressed peoples. If convicted, Asada can expect to be immediately or eventually segregated from other prisoners, subjected to constant harassment, surveillance, continuous attempts to undermine her spirit, morale, principles, dedication to freedom of our prison, of our peoples, and possibly on her life.
Hmm. This is a really good point to ask now. What can people listening do to help?
Come to court January 17th.
So it's like, pack the courtroom. It's really important to have
it. You have to know that she has support, that mm-hmm. they can't do anything to her, that they must be correct with her.
Where do people go exactly? Do you have an address?
Right.
It's
this program is heard in New Jersey as well as New York, so people should travel, but also New Jersey people just go right there.
Right. It's at the courthouse. The courthouse is the tallest building in New Brunswick.
Mm-hmm.
If you're coming in from, say, Highland Park, which is the next town over, when you look above, the courthouse is New Brunswick Statue of Liberty. So it's like, again, the effect on Asada, you see, she's in the courthouse. And you see it. The tower's over everything else. It's mm-hmm. on Bayard Street in New Brunswick.
Right. And it's January 17th at, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock
in the morning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to get onto phone calls really soon and have a lot of time for people to call in. The number for calling us is 371-5200. But before we begin, we have a few things to say. The first is really simple, which is this. When you get on the air, please turn your radios all the way down or we can't understand what you're saying. Now, this is really important. The policy, my policy, on Every Woman's Space is and has been since the beginning of this program to take calls on the air from women only. The reason I do this is because I feel it's really important to keep this a space where all the energy goes directly from women to women. It's not that I don't want men listening to the show, and it's not that I don't want and get feedback from men. Men can call after the show, they can call off the air, they can and do write to me, and I write back. But I ask you not to call on the air. I ask you, men who are listening, to support this position. If you have a consciousness of the seriousness of the oppression of women, respect our need for this kind of a space and don't call at this time. This is my policy. My guests tonight have agreed to it, but they'd also like to make a statement about it, and that's just fine. So here it is.
Right. Well, as you stated, we don't necessarily agree with your policy, but what we do say is that well, number one, we're glad that you let us on the program because we feel it's very important to speak on Sister Asada, Joanne Chesimore, at all times. We would like to stress, however, that Asada is for the liberation of black people and all people, and she is against all forms of oppression as we are, and as a revolutionary, we feel, Asada feels that we believe in freeing a total race. Not to say that you don't, but that we believe it is necessary for the liberation of all people, men, women, black, white, poor, rich.
Right, so if any men have any questions, any men or women have any questions that they would like answered off the air, we will have someone at the phone to answer questions from anybody who calls.
We've set up a special system tonight. What this program represents tonight is a kind of a coming together of two different liberation struggles. I'm here on this show every week representing the struggle for the liberation of women with total support and feeling for the struggles of black people for their liberation. And I really wanted to do the show on Asada. Okay, the people here working for Asada do want to take calls from men, but have agreed to go with my policy of not doing it on the air. So here's what we're doing. If you're a man listening and you want to call, you can talk to one of these people by dialing a different number. You dial a number and your call will be taken off the air. That number is 826-0423. And right now, one of the women is leaving the room and going into the room where that telephone is. That's 826-0423. That's for men who want to call and anyone else who wants to call who doesn't want to speak on the air but who wants to ask questions. The number for on-the-air telephone calls is 371-5200. And if anyone would like to call and ask us anything at all about Asada, about women in prisons, about this case, we're here to answer your questions. In the meanwhile, how about if we read you said you had one other poem of hers that you wanted to read? Well, we wait and see if we get any phone calls. The phone number is 371-5200.
I am a black woman, tall as a cypress, strong, beyond all definition, still, defying place and time and circumstances, assailed and perverse, indestructible. Warm me with your fingertips, your breath, your lips. I understand your heart belongs to each new smile, and what small love you must have be retained for your own chill.
Thank you. We have two telephone calls, and we will take the first one right now. WBAI, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, I'm turning off my radio.
Fine.
I'm quite cognizant of the case, and I've already been to two trials. I just want to ask what's the quickest way to get to New Brunswick.
Oh, okay. What is the best way to get to New Brunswick?
Right, well, you can take the train from 34th Street. It costs about $1.75.
Is that from Penn Station?
From Penn Station.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can take the bus at 42nd Street. That's about $1.10.
Okay, fine.
Or I'll drive.
Thank you very much. You should have seen Bibi, who just answered that question when that call came. She had her fist up in the air. Yay! Right. Do we have another call? Okay. WBAI, you're on the air.
Hi. I don't understand something. What is Joanne Chesimore charged with?
she's charged with a murder of a New Jersey state trooper.
And also weapons charges and armed robbery.
How long ago was she charged with this?
She was charged May 2nd of 73.
Yes.
Did she say that because of the way she was treated that she shouldn't be proven guilty even because she was put in solitary?
No, she doesn't say that she shouldn't be proven guilty because of the way she was treated. She says she should be proven innocent because she is innocent, because they have no evidence against her, and because she is innocent until proven guilty, and they have no evidence to prove her guilty.
And I think one of the reasons we've been stressing that the terrible treatment she's received is just to show that it doesn't matter what she's done, because she hasn't been proven guilty of anything, and meanwhile she's receiving the treatment as though she had been proven guilty of terrible, terrible crimes. So that's why we keep stressing that.
It's incredible that she hasn't proven guilty, and there's nothing that can make up for the year.
Yes.
Solitary.
Right. In fact, it's not a year. It was a year in this jail, but we didn't... Altogether,
been
she's been in solitary for two and a half years.
Three and a half years
in different jails.
True.
Mentally, how does she exist? I can't see that.
Through the strength of your phone call and through the strength of people supporting Asada and through her own strength and I don't know, but...
But she's really a strong woman.
She's that strong.
It's really incredible. It's really great. Okay.
Thank you very much for calling. Okay. WBAI, you're on the air.
I wanted to call and make an announcement about a... benefit that's going to be held for Asada Shakur.
Okay, good.
It's going to be held on Sunday evening, January 16th, at the Washington Square Church. That's on West 4th Street, just off of 6th Avenue. And the money's going to go, the $2 is going to be charged, and the money will go to Asada's trial.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be some readings of Asada's poetry and a speech by the one of the members of the National Coalition for the Defense of Asada Shakur and one by Lennox Hines.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd urge everybody that can go to come to that, and so we can raise some money, and also there'll be more details there about the trial and how to get to New Jersey, buses for the demonstration Monday morning, etc.
Could you repeat the address and the time and everything?
That's Sunday, January 16th at Washington Square Church. That's West 4th Street, just off 6th Avenue. And there's a potluck dinner starting at 6, and the event starts at 7:30.
Okay, thank you very much for calling.
Welcome. Oh, if people want more information, they should call 673-4177. And that's also a number to find out about getting to court and about the demonstration on the opening day of the trial.
Great. Thank you very much. I'm going to repeat the phone numbers now. For off the air, it's 826-0423, and to call on the air is 371-5200. While we're waiting and seeing... Yeah.
I would like to give the address of the National Coalition to Defend Asada Shakur, or Joanne Tizamar. The address is 126 West 119th Street. That's 126 West 119th Street, New York, New York, 10026. And the telephone number is area code 212-866-3501 or 2 or 3. 3501 or 2 or 3.
Okay, another phone call. WBAI, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling to give you a little more information on the first day of the trial, transportation.
Great.
Because there will be a bus going out.
Oh, fantastic.
Morning of the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
To put together people for a demonstration of solidarity. And the number to call for people who want more information on that bus and where it's leaving from is the Defense Committee number, and that's 673-4177.
And the bus is leaving from Manhattan and going to New Brunswick?
Mm-hmm, early in the morning.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay, we have another phone call. WBAI, you're on the air.
Right, though.
Yeah, we would ask you please to call 826-0423, and there's a woman, one of the women who was on the program is sitting there right now answering phone calls. She's just hung up from one call, so it's free now. That's 826-0423. Thank you.
Okay. Now, while we're waiting to see if there are any other phone calls, I wonder if you could talk a little bit to me, Makiba, about conditions of women in prison in general.
Well, women go through a very difficult time in prison. They have to deal with not only the harsh realities of prison, but they have to deal with the separation from their families and children. And it's a very difficult time. There are many pregnant women in jail, and the diet is inadequate. The medical service is inadequate. They like to encourage you to have abortions if you are pregnant in jail. It's a lot of pressure on you, a lot of women to do that. They have drugs in jail. It's many women in jail who are constantly being drugged out. They experiment with new drugs on people in prison. And because of the dull and harsh situation there, many people are very susceptible to use them, Thorazine and things that are just no good for your mind nor your spirit. And jail, it's a very harsh place. It's a place where you run in contact with a lot of different types of people. People that come from a lot of situations, but all of you are there, and it causes for a lot of some personality conflicts, and because of the situation, that makes it worse. There are a lot of people in jail, I would like to say, suffering what Asata has been through, and the brother Sundiata. We have many, many freedom fighters in prisons and prison camps all over the United States, prisoners of war, I would say, because it is a war that's going on now. And these brothers and sisters from all different sorts of struggles, Puerto Rican liberation struggle, jails, it's people who have gone through a lot of humiliation and physical abuse, and they're still struggling, and they need your support too. There are a lot of people who would like to do something but don't know what to do. There are many people that they could write to. There are many, many trials that they could attend just to let the authorities and the powers that be know that there's someone there supporting them, that they can't just throw these people away into these concentration camps and mind-controlling situations and just be forgot about. And if you could let people know that you are supporting them and try to see if there's something concrete you could do to support them, this would help a lot.
How would people do that? Like, where would they write to?
Many newspapers have names of brothers and sisters in the in the newspaper that you could write to. There's defense committees. There's
The National Committee for the Defense of Political Prisoners, mm-hmm. at Post Office Box 1184, Harlem, New York 10027.
Good.
And there's the Midnight Special is a prison newspaper also. I don't know the address offhand,
mm-hmm.
but
written
again, I'm sure if you call call our coalition number at 866-3501, or either there's another committee, there's a Sada Shakur committee, which is at 339 Lafayette Street,
mm-hmm.
in New York here, and that number is 673-4177. And there's also a committee in Jersey, a few actually, and there's one in New Brunswick. I'm not sure of the address off the top of my head, but again, if you were to call the Asada Shakur Defense Committee, 673-4177, or our committee, the National Coalition, at, I think it's 866-3501, anyone there could tell you.
Mm-hmm. And we should really stress again that it's really important and will make a big difference if the court
room is packed.
Definitely.
On the first day of the trial and on every day of the trial.
Every day.
It just, I think it makes a huge difference, first of all, to the person on trial, to Asada, to Joanne, to walk into the courtroom and to see all the seats filled with people who support her and who feel that, you know, that she deserves our support instead of an empty courtroom, and just in terms of morale. And then in terms of also convincing the jury and the judge that people are not just going to sit down and watch this kind of stuff happen without struggling and fighting back.
Exactly.
And I think that really makes a huge difference. So it's if you have the time, or if you can make the time to do that, just to be there during the trial.
We should make the time. You see, you know, if people thought of struggling like they would about losing a day's paycheck, you know, then, you know, we'd start mobilizing in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if we... In terms of, like, making the time for Asada, it's making the time for ourselves. I know that I have a child, and I know that I can't possibly do for my son without thinking of Asada or any other freedom fighter or revolutionary, because I know that to ensure their freedom is to ensure my son's freedom and my freedom and your freedom and other people's freedom and our freedom. Because they're one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
Asada being persecuted is only taking the place of our persecution. She's carrying the weight for us all,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, like, that's, we can't continuously let it happen. And we're not going to let it happen in this case.
Well, it doesn't look like we are letting it happen.
No,
a lot of people are really struggling. I think it's been one thing that the Black Liberation Movement and all the Women's Liberation Movement have both been working really, really hard on this and being there at trials and doing a lot of organizing.
And even that, you know, there's not a prison movement, there's not a women's movement per se, and that's not a Black movement per se. I mean, these are all individual movements for an objective overall reality, and that is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
That is not having to define yourself within a limited amount of space, you know, having, you know, being able to transcend a set role.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Asada is, you know, again, stressed. Conspiracy trials are becoming to be a common scene these days. Chicago 7, New York 21, Bobby Seale and Erica Huggins, Angela Davis, the New Haven, the Harlem 5, Chicago, you know, it's just Harlem 6, Harlem 5, continues, and Joanne Little, I mean, it just continues.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and oft times we talk about struggling for Joanne Little, or Angela Davis, or Yvonne Wanro.
Oh, I have something I want to say.
Right?
Two things. First of all, that Inez Garcia goes on trial very soon in California, or else she's already on trial right now, and also needs support. Inez Garcia and Yvonne Wanro are two women who fought back against rape, and were or are on trial for it. But I want to make a joyous announcement that I heard yesterday that in the case of Yvonne Wanro, that the charges were reversed, and she is now free. Yvonne Wanro, who is a Native American woman who was accused of murder of a man who had just raped her.
Yeah. Well,
and she is now free, and it's just really incredible.
A victory.
Yeah, it is, and I hope that we have the same kind of victory with Asada. Did we just get a message from through the window?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, one thing we'd like to say is that they do try to make it difficult for you to, they try to and discourage you from coming to court. And one thing that they do is they go through certain security checks. They ask you for ID. If you do come to court, you must have some sort of ID on you.
Or you wouldn't be allowed to come into the courtroom?
Exactly. Metal detector. Right.
Right. This is part of their psychological campaign to turn the jury against her, and it's to discourage people from coming to court.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's 5 to 11, and we're going to have to stop in a few minutes, and I want to make a couple of announcements, and then we're going to repeat the address that we've given a lot of times, but we couldn't possibly give it too many times. There's a film showing on Tuesday. It is a women's film festival, and this Tuesday, January 11th at 7:30 at Riverside Church, the Women's Center of Riverside Church, there's a film called The Emerging Woman. And the description is women's history in the U.S. with differences among classes and ethnic groups, special emphasis on working women's roles in the labor movement. So I think this sounds really, really good. And it's a 40-minute film, and a small donation includes the film and refreshments and a discussion afterwards. That's at the Women's Center of Riverside Church, Riverside Drive and 120th Street And the telephone number for information is 749-7000. And I am just flipping out because it's now 5 to 11 and I've just been told there are two more phone calls, so we'll try and squeeze them in. Okay, WBAI, you're on the air. WBAI, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to ask the women who were there.
Uh-huh.
If they saw any relationship between the Carter and Artis conviction and what's going to happen to Asadov, given that she's being tried in New Jersey and everything like that, and do they see any relationship or something?
Well, certainly the fact that Hurricane Carter and John Artis were found guilty does not help the flavor of Asada's up-and-coming trial. People tend to play these things by waves and movements and things, but, well, that was Passaic County, and Asada's trial is to be held in Middlesex County, which, again, is a terrible place, a prejudiced place, a very racist place to have her trial. But again, we can work for and merely hope and struggle for a victory there. We can't say there's no correlation because there's of course correlation between conspiracy trials.
It seemed like their case was so completely muddled that nobody expected a conviction. And
exactly.
Yet it seemed like that the conviction came down on racial terms. And I'm wondering if that sort of just sets the scene for Asada's trial, too. That no matter how what the evidence shows, that people are going to find her guilty or convict her, possibly only on totally racist terms.
Well, this is true. That's true. That's
uh-huh.
true. But again, we have no choice but to fight and struggle and strive for a victory, you know, and strive for an acquittal, and strive for people to come to the courtroom, and that's why we're doing this radio program, you know.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you very much for calling.
Okay,
we're
going
to have to go off the air in a minute, so I want to say thank you very much to you all for coming here. It was just really, really good. And I'm glad that all the people listening got to hear about Asada, because I think it's really, really important. And again, go to New Brunswick on January 17th and be there and support her. Next week on Every Woman's Space, there will be heard a workshop performance or... Rather, you will be hearing Woman Right Feminist Theater Collective in workshop. They came to WBAI and did a three-hour workshop in Studio C, which we then turned into a one-hour radio show for you to hear. And that will be on next Sunday at 10 p.m., so please be with us. And we will close now with our theme song, which was written by Holly Neer and will be sung by Holly Neer. And she wrote this, incidentally, after visiting a woman's prison in California. Good night, and thank you for being with us.
Sister, woman, sister, can you still feel any pain? Or have they robbed you of your anger while putting Thorazina in your vein? Sister, woman, sister, have the walls grown up so high that you can't even dream of leaving and you've forgotten how to fly? Oh, sister, woman, sister, did they take away?
Every Woman's Space came to you live tonight with a few portions on recording.
Juvenile hall to grow up weary and wise.